From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Turkey's president on the anniversary of the attempted coup. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said those behind last year's failed coup in Turkey are traitors who should be beheaded. Erdogan spoke outside of Turkey's parliament building Sunday morning at a ceremony marking the first anniversary of the July 15th coup attempt. He also said he would approve any legislation that would be passed in parliament to reinstate the death penalty. He says, when it passes through parliament and comes in front of me, I will sign it without any hesitation, because there is the grief of 250 martyrs, the grief of our nation, the grief of 2,193 people who were wounded, and I will not take into consideration what Hans or George will say. Erdogan said the country's top security advisory body will discuss on Monday the state of emergency that was declared after the coup. He said he is proposing the government extend that state of emergency. An Iranian court has sentenced a U.S. citizen to 10 years in prison on infiltration charges. That's according to Iran's judicial spokesman on Sunday. The individual, whose name was not released, is a dual citizen of the United States and another unspecified country. Iran has detained and sentenced several dual nationals from the United States, Britain, Austria, Canada, and France for charges including espionage and collaborating with hostile governments. The U.S. Supreme Court has asked the state of Hawaii to respond by Tuesday at noon to a motion related to President Donald Trump's so-called travel ban. More on VOAnews.com. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will delay a procedural vote on a revised Republican health care bill. McConnell's announcement follows the news that prominent Senator John McCain must remain in Arizona for a week following an operation Saturday to remove a blood clot above his left eye. McCain's absence in the closely divided Senate places a vote on the health care bill in jeopardy. The health care bill in the Senate is designed to repeal and replace the current Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. It was a focus of President Trump's weekly address to the nation.
When I ran for president, I made a commitment to the American people to repeal and replace Obamacare. I am pleased to report that we are very, very close to ending this health care nightmare. The legislation working its way through Congress provides the choice and control people want, the affordability they need, and the quality they deserve in health care.
So-called Obamacare was enacted by the U.S. Congress and signed into law by President Barack Obama in March of 2010. A new poll finds the popularity of the U.S. president has declined since the springtime. In the latest Washington Post-ABC News poll, Mr. Trump's overall approval rating has tumbled from 42% in April to 36%. Almost half of the U.S. population, 48%, thinks the country's standing in the world has deteriorated with the Trump presidency, while 27% say the country's standing is stronger. Pakistan says it has launched a new military operation near the Afghan border to combat militants. An army spokesman says an infantry division will clear the Rajgal Valley. Pakistan is urging Afghan authorities to take similar measures on their side of the border. Officials in Senegal say 8 people were killed and many more were injured at a stadium in the capital at a football match. The sports minister said Saturday's stampede was triggered after fans clashed at a match between local teams at a stadium in Dakar. Local media reported that police began firing tear gas into the crowd, causing panic. A wall collapsed as people tried to leave the stadium. China has released a prominent rights activist from prison. Xu Jiyang was freed Saturday after serving a 4-year sentence. His lawyer said Xu was in good health but offered no further details. He was convicted in 2014 for organizing an illegal gathering with the purpose of disturbing public order, a vague charge activists say has been used to muzzle government critics. That's all from Washington. I'm Liz Palka reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.